It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times on 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. And I'm joined now by Chris Versailles, Washington Times columnist. The column, Corner of Wall in Maine, today takes up looking back through the year for a 2013 game plan. Hello, Chris. How are you?
Hey, Andy. Merry Christmas. How are you?
I'm fine. Merry Christmas to you. All right. Do we really want to look back or, you know, do we have to?
You know, they say that it's often best to understand the past in order to not repeat it. So, generally speaking, in December, I tend to look back over the last year, try to assess what happened with, you know, the things that I do, and try to understand what happened in the marketplace and triangulate things for what that may be for 2013. I think it's a pretty fruitful exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually funny because things that you expect to happen in December over the coming 12 months, usually none of it happens.
So no kidding.
Yeah, well, I mean, think of it this year. December 2011, we're sitting there, and, you know, the employment numbers were okay. Not bad, but okay. The economy is looking pretty good. Remember, fourth quarter GDP for 2011 was pretty good. And we start to get into 2012. Uh-oh, concerns about Europe, concerns about the U.S. economy, what's going on, you know, and before we know it, we're full swing into the presidential election, a lot of battling back and forth, and then you blink, and then guess what? We're talking fiscal cliff and 10 days to go before the end of the year. No deal.
Yeah. I'm going to get into that whole fiscal cliff thing here in just a minute, but when you look back throughout the year, what do you specifically look for? Do you look for performance predictions and the eventual outcome? You look at job growth numbers, you look at real estate. I mean, what are all those?
Well, there's a lot of that. I mean, as you know, and we've talked here, I mean, there's a whole, you know, kit and caboodle of economic information, you know, shifting demographics and things like that. So you really try and see what's, you know, turning the corner, as I like to say. And, you know, for example, job creation has averaged about 150,000 jobs, you know, each and every month this year. Nothing to write home about and no real big uptick throughout the year one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
But the housing market, on the other hand, housing has improved tremendously throughout this year. And data we got earlier this week from the National Association of Home Builders, housing starts, existing home sales, all very bullish. And, you know, with tight housing inventory out there, it supports continued strength in the housing market. So it's looking back and trying to identify those things.
Mm-hmm. Now, the stock market, I've been looking at that and kind of following it throughout the year because I have an interest in that. It seems to give us a false sense of security, if I gather that from your writings and those of others.
Well, you know, the reality is that the economy is slowing. And, you know, we had a upward revision to GDP for the third quarter that just topped over 3%. I think a lot of people are scratching their heads going, how did that happen? But everything we've seen in the current quarter and really into the first half of 2013 points to a slowing. And in my view, if we do indeed go over the fiscal cliff, odds are those expectations for a slowdown will get even slower, if that makes sense, before too long.
Mm-hmm. All right. Last night we get the news that the Republicans don't have the support for John Boehner's Plan B, or, well, I like to call it Plan B plus, because they added some things at the last minute. And, you know, it was very interesting because right up until about an hour before they canceled the vote, we were still hearing from people like Eric Cantor and John Boehner. They said, hey, we've got the votes, relax. But something went wrong, didn't happen. Now the House is closing up shop for the holiday. How big of a worry is this for the financial world?
Well, I think you saw it this morning right off the bat. I mean, all three of the major indices, you know, fell precipitously. I think, yeah, as we're talking, the Dow is down, you know, 125 to 150 points.
Right.
Clearly a sentiment shift from what had been, you know, a hopeful outcome just several days ago. And when you combine that with what's going to happen next week, which is shortened hours on Monday, and as people get ready for the Christmas holiday, obviously the markets are closed on Tuesday. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and even 31st are all going to be very light days, both in terms of staffing and in terms of trading volume. So no matter what we would have seen in normal times, it's going to be the volatility will be that much higher.
All right. Credit downgrade threats were heard earlier in the week. We heard some rumblings. That
mm-hmm.
was that pressure being applied to lawmakers to get it done, or is that really going to happen?
I think that's really going to happen. I mean, if you remember when we went through the issues that set this whole fiscal cliff up about 16, 17 months ago, something like that, you know, people had warned and said, if we do not get our fiscal house in order, there will be problems. And these are some of the rating agencies, you know, Fitch, S&P, and the like. And if you look at what's happened since then, you know, the deficit has just continued to climb. And I think we're 2 months into the current fiscal year, 2.5 months into the current fiscal year.
Mm-hmm.
And where are we? We're in the red.
Yeah, absolutely. Almost to the tune of $500 billion.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, if you're an outside observer, you know, trying to be very cold-blooded and do the analytical work, you're going to sit there and go, okay, are things improving, yes or no? What does the data say?
Mm-hmm.
Are these people on plan to making some cuts and doing what they need to do, yes or no? And, you know, if you're looking in an objective fashion, you would say, you know, this is a train wreck.
All right, so if the downgrades occur, the natural reaction is if the U.S. goes to borrow more money, it costs them more, right?
Absolutely. That is exactly right.
Okay. And we can't afford that, right?
No. I mean, it's, you know, everybody talks about this like, oh, the big government, this, that. I always try to keep it very simple. You know, you think of the average American who has seen disposable income squashed, you know, over the last year, you know, that maybe both, you know, maybe not all the family members are working, so that's another hardship. And but what do they need to do? There are certain things that they need to spend on each and every month. And if they can't, they can't afford it, they have to cut back. It's very simple math.
Yeah. Outlook for 2013. Give me a general picture in your mind as to what's going to happen over the next year. Is it going to remain flat? Is anything good going to happen? Or is something bad on the horizon?
Well, you know, in my crystal ball, it seems to me that we are slowing in the fourth quarter. I think we'll continue to slow into the first half of the year, and then we'll slowly start to pick up. Yet you have to remember that there are geographies around the world, whether it's China, Brazil, Vietnam, and other areas, that are seeing a return to growth. So that will help us a little bit. The other wild card is going to be Europe, whether or not it actually turns the corner or not. If it does, I think that bodes well for us. If it doesn't, it's going to mean continued slow growth.
Yep. All right, final question of the week. Have you done your Christmas shopping?
Done. I am, well, yeah, I'm done. Done, I say, with the exception of getting something for you and Ann, and then, of course, any last-minute surprises.
Just do what I do. I give her a bag of 20s.
A bag? Wow, that's pretty good. You know, she said she was the brains behind the operation.
Yes, she is. Trust
me. My response was, what operation?
Get out of here. Listen, have a great holiday, and we'll talk to you next year because we won't be around here next week, and I certainly appreciate all of your help in 2012.
Oh, right back at you, Andy, and happy to help even further in 2013 if I can.
Chris Versailles, Washington Times writer of The Corner of Wall and Main. Today in the paper you'll see looking back through the year for a 2013 game plan. You can get in touch with Chris by going to chrisversailles.com. That's Versace. 4:57, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT.